You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Singer Rhonda Benin has toured professionally for over 25 years. She's a member of the Grammy-nominated Linda Tillery and the Cultural Heritage Choir, and she's a soloist. Rhonda's experience as a woman in music led her to create the annual Women's History Month concert Just Like a Woman 6 years ago. The show features a cast of powerful female singers from the Bay Area along with Rhonda, and it happens to be this weekend in Berkeley. Rhonda Benin came to KELW Studios last year and talked to Jen Chien about why this show is so important to her.
Did you grow up singing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you always see yourself going into music, or was it more of a hobby or more of?
I never saw myself going into it. It was just something that I always could do.
So how did you end up choosing the path?
I got a job at CBS Television in Los Angeles. Because I ran the mail at CBS, I knew everything that was going on in that studio. So I got a wind of an audition for an artist that was on Casablanca Records. I took two more girls that could sing that I knew that worked at the studio, and we went to the audition just as a fluke, and we got the job.
It sounds like a movie.
Yeah, my whole life's been a movie. I quit my job at CBS. I decided that I'd just ride it out and see what happens.
And so when did you come to the Bay Area?
I came here in 1989. Mm-hmm. The two cities are very different. L.A. is more Hollywood, more established artists. Here, a lot of live music. Well, there was a lot of live music in the 80s and 90s. So it changed my view.
Mm. And you decided to stay here?
Yeah. In 2 weeks, I knew I should stay here.
Wow. My blues away. So tell me about your concert, Just Like a Woman. Where did the idea for this annual concert come from?
I was watching a Motown or Stax Records review, and they had all these various acts coming on one behind the other, like Sam and Dave, Rufus Thomas, Carla Thomas, Eddie Floyd. So I thought, okay, what if I put together a bunch of headliners? They do two or three songs each at one ticket price, and let's see how this thing goes. I didn't have a dime. I called four other singers. I said, let's put a band together. Let's do it. So we did it. On a Wednesday night, it was half full. I didn't make a penny, but it was good. So the second year, I thought, okay, I'll do it again. The second year, I thought, okay, let's bring the little girls and teenagers in. Let's pair them with the pros. Give them an opportunity to hit a big stage. They get paid just like the pros. Let's do that. The press got behind it. It completely sold out. So I was like, whoa, okay, this thing is turning into something. The third year, I started seeing people repeating coming back, but they were bringing more of their family members.
So they're making it a thing.
Yeah, so it's beginning to be a thing where the grandmother, the aunts, the mama, and the children and the grandchildren are all coming in a group. And so at the end of the show, I'll go outside and kind of position myself where nobody can really see me. And I'm listening to people walk past me singing.
You're doing market research.
And laughing and skipping to their car. And I thought, okay, we got something here.
That must have felt good to see how it made people feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how this show started. Women write music. Women play instruments. Women sing.
Oh, and as you've shown, women also produce and figure out how to get it done.
Yes. Yeah. It's so hard to call if people are going to come.
What kind of argument would you make for the power and the importance of a live musical experience?
I think to be in the place. I've been in some situations where, oh, thank God I was there, because the magic just came out of nowhere.
Do you have a particular memory like that you want to share?
I was coming from a gig, and I stopped at the 57th Street Gallery, which is no more. And it was the drummer James Levi's birthday. So I thought, okay, I'll just run in here on my way home. And it was packed, and I was in the back, and there were horn players in the back. And I heard them back there playing, and I looked, and I saw, and I waved. The horn players came out, and they started playing a line of "You're Still a Young Man." And the real
Tower of Power.
Yeah, and the real singer.
Rick Stevens.
Rick Stevens, who had been in prison all those years for murder, who had just gotten out of prison. And he came up and he sang "You're Still a Young Man." And the room went up in complete smoke. Everybody in that room sang every part along with him. It was one of those times where it was like, whoa, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
I'm getting chills just hearing about it. That sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was something. So those kind of moments.
So people get out to live shows.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
That was singer Rhonda Benin, and Rhonda's show, Just Like a Woman, is this Saturday at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. Find all the details at klw.org. And if you haven't already subscribed to the Cross Currents podcast, you want to do that. You may be missing some juicy things. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Down a crowded avenue.